Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Oh my gosh, we're live at Radio Law Talk with our new, brand new microphones. And Cal,
yes,
I can't, we have the window. I could hardly see you when you give me my countdown to go live on the radio.
Well, I was going to ask Todd if he would take the spare microphone, Jurassic Park arm, and lay it down so that it might be easier for you. Just pull it forward, and that way, see, there we are. We got a line of sight there.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We are live. It is the 15th of May, 2021. We have an excellent show today with my co-hosts, Denise Dirks and Todd Cuden is showing up. Mr. Cuden, we appreciate you. I'm going to show you live on... Look, there's Todd Cuden right in between everything.
I decided, you know, come back and grace you all with my presence.
Finally here. Cal Hunter, our producer, Cal. This is the weirdest thing. We have been... what do you call the mics we normally used to have?
What's used to have what are called sportscaster microphones built onto the headset. And those were great. And the reason we use them is because what you just heard from Fred, microphone technique is tougher to learn than you think.
Right.
Every once in a while, the guys on the mic will just drift away from the mic, forget that there's one there.
But look, I've got it right here to the side so I can talk a little bit easier.
And
I
so
love the microphone.
Now you sound great,
do
Denise.
I really?
You sound great.
Do
Todd,
I look good? I know I sound great.
Oh, you look amazing.
Oh, I look amazing.
Oh,
too.
I'm telling you.
So the mics helped us sound good and help me look good.
Okay, so the audio is really good.
So yeah.
The thing about these microphones, now I'm going to be tempted. Like every time Fred sits down, he was just one man. In a world where a man had a radio show, Fred Penny ruled supreme.
Oh, just remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Thank you for our affiliates. You know, I was really thankful for, as I was driving today, our affiliates, and we're getting close to 100 affiliates. This show is booming. We appreciate people who call in. Call in at 855 Law Radio. Again, 855 529-7234. 855-529-7234. Today's going to be exciting because we are going to talk about this great article that came out all over the news. Who is it that wrote this great article that is talking all about the future of the courts? I'm not quite sure. Who is
Fred
it?
Penny.
Oh, was it Fred Penny?
Self-promotion.
For Radio Law Talk News.
With your Law Talk reporter here, Fred Penny.
My article came out and it hit the AP News. It hit all over the place. And we're going to talk about the Fred Penny article. Is that self-serving or what?
No, not at all.
Well, you know,
it was on the PR Wire News, right?
Yeah, PR Wire News, and then AP picked it up, which is crazy.
That's huge.
Yes, Yahoo Finance picked it up.
But you
Insider.
Didn't use my angle. I was very disappointed.
What?
You didn't use the angle that it may save counties and states money because they won't need as many great big courthouses.
You're exactly right. I forgot to say that, and that's true. And not only that, think of the cost of lawyers traveling back and forth to court. So that's going to
save
that.
Now you can
more green.
Well, I'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that.
Good one.
It's going to be more what?
Green.
Yes, that's what we need to worry.
Environmentally sound.
We need to worry about the carbon footprint.
No traveling.
The carbon footprint associated with criminal prosecution.
That's what I'm
Nobody talks about that.
Yes.
Not until today.
All right, we're going to talk about a couple other things. We have got probably the most interesting discussions about judges and what they've said in the courtroom and what has happened in the courtroom. This Zoom thing is turning out to be so fun when it comes to what the faux pas is happening in the courtroom. Because you know what? There are some interesting things happening in the courtroom that we're going to discuss. And especially one judge in, is this the guy in Houston? Yeah,
yes.
He's in Houston, Texas, that this judge likes to, let me say a few things about prosecutors likes to rip on the lawyers. Not that anybody cares about ripping on lawyers, but that's what he does. And some of the things he has said, oh my gosh, we're going to read those, and we're going to go over those, and we're going to discuss, and we're going to talk about, let's see, Boy Scouts of America bankruptcy, and Chris Cornell's family settles their lawsuit. We're going to talk about that. We got a lot of other things. The most important thing we do have is Case or No Case, because in Case or No Case, Cal Hunter, our producer, is the guy that nails us.
You ready? Here we go.
Let's do it.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Be careful what you donate. It can come back to bite you. Paula Robertson was 18 years of age, lived in the city of Los Angeles. I like to say it the old radio, old-time radio announcer way, Los Angeles, California, and wanted to go to the military, then medical school, while living at home to save costs. Her parents were well with all of that, and as a senior at Alhambra High School, her project was to get the people in her class to donate their hair to Locks of Love so it could be put into wigs for cancer patients, including her own hair. She was the first one to donate. She just went and did the deal. But her generosity had an unforeseen consequence.
Dun, dun, dun.
4 years later, a knock came on the door. There, with a warrant, was an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy. And he said, "We would like you to come with us, Paulina Roberson, because your hair was found at the scene of a murder." And Paulina had participated in a...
How was that again? Murder?
Murder. I'm sorry, we've got the new mics. I got to do it. You know. And Paulina had participated in a 23andMe, Who Am I, weekend in the military, at medical school. I'm sorry. So she did this. So they had her hair and they had her DNA. And the cops came and said, "We got the DNA. It's at a murder scene. Come with us." She said, no, it couldn't have happened. He said, "Tell it to the judge." So she went with the police officer while her parents immediately ran to a lawyer because they needed one to defend little Angelina and see if they had a case against the Locks of Love for not having records as to where the hair went so it could be made into a wig. Because obviously it ended up on the head of a ne'er-do-well. And so I ask you, Case or No Case, and I'm going to start with you. I think, Denise, where we probably ought to go with this, because I always start with you. I defer to the kinder, gentler people on the Radio Law Talk studio. What say you, Case or No Case?
Okay, don't kiss up.
Don't go there, buddy. No.
Okay, well, it sounds so familiar to me. So familiar that I'm going to say that it's no case.
So a familiar story means no case. Okay, Mr. Penny, what say you, Case or No Case?
Food goes here. I was too busy going live on Facebook, Radio Law Talk. I'm pimping out Radio Law Talk.
He's busy.
I don't care. I'm busy going live on Radio Law Talk. Actually, it's not Radio Law Talk. It's my own Instagram, Frederick Penny One. Huh? Instagram, we're live, and so I'm busy doing that. I'm going to follow Denise and say, you know what?
Denise loves that.
I'm going to follow Denise and say it's no case. Cal is absolutely trying to bring trickery on us. Now that we have the new microphones and these big, huge things in our faces and we can't see his face, he did it. It had nothing to do with the microphones. He just wants it so we can't see his expression so he can trick us again on case or no case.
I didn't give much description because I didn't think you'd follow me.
I followed you.
Denise, you know what? Then she looked at me and mouthed two letters, B-S.
Okay, Fred.
Todd Kuhn, what say you?
All right, so here's the deal. And regrettably, I'm going to have to go with my co-hosts here. And I'm going to say that this is not a case. But the reason I'm going to say that this is not a case is because I believe that you can only get DNA from the hair follicle. You can't get it from the hair strand.
Used to be. Now you can get it from the hair strand.
But I'm still going to say no case.
Yes.
I'm still going to say no case because we weren't told when this happened.
Oh, that's true. I did not give you that information,
right.
Did I? No deets on that. Okay.
So this, I'm going to say no case because this happened at a time where they couldn't pull DNA from a hair strand without a follicle. So no case.
Well, no case, no case, no case. So
Cal could get points here.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to be back with case or no case, and then we're going to talk more about the courts. I'm Frederick Penny, your host.
You know, I might,
hang on.
I might just get some points. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk, the answer to case or no case is coming right up. And more. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about a Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car. They'll have you looking sharper.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Boys are weird. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk. Oh, you want me to turn the mics up too? Okay, sorry. All right. So they're on, but they have to be up as well. So my bad.
That's a good idea to turn the mics up.
It's a thought.
I like it. Can you hear me a little bit better?
Oh, yeah.
We've got new microphones, so we're going to be doing the best we can today, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure that you can hear us much better. And it is clear with the new mics, and so we're excited.
Even all the way to Korea, according to your Instagram.
Wow, we've got Korea going. So here's the question, case or no case. We all said it is not a case. Cal, tell us what happened.
All right, so here's the story about the young lady who donated her hair and in an effort to do so ended up being accused in a murder. Let's do it this way. Let's do it our traditional way. For those of you who say, well, come on, where is my audio? See, that's the problem.
You're learning.
I know. No, for those of you who say this is a case, who was that? Was that anybody?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was extra point for all of you. Congratulations.
Yes. I'm glad I followed Denise.
Extra point because it was no case. I made the whole thing up. But after I saw a crime show where they actually got the DNA from the body of the hair, not just the follicle down at the bottom, the guy said, we could do that now with these amazing new amplification techniques. And I'm thinking, there's got to be a case or no case there.
Don't you guys think he's a maker-upper?
This reminded me of another one. That, unfortunately, I have a pretty good memory. And I don't know how many years ago, but there was one where, and I can't remember what how the DNA got on another sample, but it was a long time ago.
Ambulance drivers. It was ambulance drivers. When they had an ambulance driver, they all went to the same place, and they used the same equipment, and they got goo from one guy's body,
DNA.
Yeah. Goo being the technical term.
Yeah, goo. From one guy's body onto a lifty dealy, where they move them into the truck.
Lifty dealy being the technical term for gurney.
Yeah, gurney. Yeah. They got the goo on the gurney and took them out there to the wagon. And somehow,
wagon being the technical term for ambulance.
Yeah, and somehow it all ended up at that microscopy place.
Microscopy place being the technical term for hospital.
Exactly. Where it ended up all over.
Or the lab.
Or the lab.
Yeah, well, sure, you could use that.
Oh.
So next time on Case or No Case, okay, we're going to talk something that Denise knows a lot about, and I'm going to ask you a trivia question about divorces in terms of percentages, and that will be good for a bonus point. So that's coming up next hour on Case or No Case on Radio Lotta.
Cal, that was excellent. Thank you for allowing none of us to get ahead, but still stay the same. That's what's important.
And get an extra point.
I'm still ahead, though.
You all love extra credit. I know that.
But by one.
What are the point totals anyway? I've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Gone forever.
Being gone doesn't mean that you don't have high points. You actually are doing pretty good because you're ahead of Fred Penny. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, he's not. I'm at 24. Fred's at 23. You're at 20. And Cal has made an impressive 10.
Yeah.
I guess it says something about my level of incompetence when my absence results in increased point numbers.
But remember, Todd, I can only get points when all of you lose.
Yeah,
that's the only way I can get a point. So it's tougher for me in my life. It's so tough. Okay.
Remember, seek legal counsel. We're not giving you any legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Go to our disclaimers page on radiolawtalk.com. You can go to our Instagram, our Twitter. Those of you who are listening to us, man, I don't know what you're doing, but you go to our Twitter. Our Twitter keeps growing. I'm not a Twitterer, but apparently our Twitter keeps growing for Radio Law Talk. So Radio Law Talk, go to our Twitter account. Just follow us, man. We try to post stuff. We're going to post pictures of us with the new mics playing around, and we're going to have a good time. Now, there was an excellent, excellent article that came out this week. I'm not quite sure what happened, but the AP News picked it up, PR Newswire. I think Yahoo Finance, a bunch of well-known, probably 115 news sites picked it up, and I'm not quite sure now. Disney, who was it that wrote that article? Who was that?
I don't know. Some guy named Fred Penny. Is that what his name?
Federico Centavo. What he did is the Cal's like, get going, man. This is boring. He's like, come on, man. This is boring. All right, here we go. Look, this is what I want to talk about. The question is, and this is really interesting, what's going to happen to the court systems after the pandemic is over, right? Because due to the pandemic, there has been a lot of changes in the court system. Number one, there's been the change of how you serve people. By the way, usually as lawyers, you have to send documents back and forth, or you have to, you know, answer questions, what's called interrogatories or special interrogatories. You have to send it via mail, and they have so much time. You know, of course, some of the federal courts have changed before the pandemic, but generally it thrust the courts into making these changes where you can email now, fax it, whatever, and that's what's called service. You've served them if you've emailed it within a certain amount of time. And what it comes down to is, are they going to change when the time comes when we're out of the pandemic? What do you guys think? I'm going to tell you what I think. And I go into some of the positives and negatives of the Zoom call. Because now, by the way, it's not all Zoom. It's all these weird ones. One they called Blue Jeans. I was just in court, and I had to appear. Actually, I was as a judge pro tem. I didn't tell you that, Denise and Todd. They said, no, we're not using Zoom. We're using Blue Jeans. I'm like, what the heck? But there's all these platforms now that do, you know, that the courts are using, and they're all different platforms. But it's the same thing. It's all the faux pas and the mistakes and the whoopsies that occurred during these Zoom calls. And we're going to talk about some of these. And I talked about it in the article, how interesting this is going to become. And I think it's just started, all these faux pas that have happened in some incidences. So do you want to talk about the incidences first, or do you guys want to talk about what you think is going to be the future? And by the way, Denise?
Yes.
Who did I interview for this article?
I know I was a little disappointed with that interview because I wasn't a part of it. But Todd, you did give a lot of really good insights.
Well, I try. Every once in a while, you know what they say. Every once in a while, a blind dog will find a bone. So,
and so does a blind squirrel finds a nut.
That's true. That's what I attribute any success I have.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the incidences that are very interesting that happens in the courtroom, probably some you've never heard about on Zoom. We'll be back right after this. Keep your seatbelts on.
Stay tuned. The Spread Show. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite radio station. And we're streaming live right now at RadioLawTalk.com. Now this. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. That's 800-918-7092. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
You USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More companies lifting mask mandates for customers. Public supermarkets no longer requiring masks starting today. Walmart, Costco, Sam's Club, and Trader Joe's also lifting mandates. Meanwhile, more proof out yesterday that COVID vaccines work. A new CDC study shows the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines to be 94% effective at preventing symptoms from developing. The White House dealing with concerns over the economy. A University of Michigan study out yesterday shows consumer sentiment down this month to a three-month low. Inflation thought to be one reason for the negative outlook after a rise in the consumer price index. White House economic advisor Cecilia Rouse, though, says there's no reason for alarm.
It looks as though people fully expect this inflation to be temporary. We understand that they're not sort of structural factors that should lead to an inflation that the Federal Reserve cannot control.
That Michigan study also finds consumers are more pessimistic about their economic situation now and in the future than they have been in over a decade. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio Lock Talk. You better listen to us. That's true.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
So some of the most interesting Zoom calls in court have occurred. The one that's the most famous by far is the Zoom call that came in, and the individual lawyer, the judge was there, two lawyers, and then a third lawyer, and he was had the cat.
Yes.
And what do you call it when they put the cat face on you? Not a meme.
It's like an emoji.
An emoji.
Yeah.
Cat. And not only was it a cat, he was a cat on the screen. But, you know, when his eyes moved and when his mouth moved, it moved with the cat, you know?
The cat face was talking. The cat eyes were animated.
Right.
It was really pretty good animation.
And the thing is that the best part about it is when he says, "Your Honor, you're a cat." Yeah, I know that. We're trying to get the filter. That's the word, the filter.
Yes.
Trying to find the filter, and they're trying to get him to get the filter off. He goes, well, and the best part is the way the guy talked. I'm sorry, but he was kind of, you can tell he's an older gentleman. Your Honor, I'm not a cat. That's the best part about it. Yeah.
I'm ready to proceed, but I'm not a cat.
You know, he was like Jimmy Stewart. Like Jimmy Stewart.
That reminded me, one time I was in court, and there was a much older attorney who was single and loved to date and be in relationships with much younger females. Who had certain occupations at dance places or whatever. And so here he is. He's an attorney in his like late 60s, early 70s, hanging out with a hip-hop crowd, right?
Nice.
And we're in court, and his phone goes off. He had forgotten to silence his phone. Now, it wasn't just one of those ringtones, the stock ringtone or anything. No, it was one of those that was a ringtone from a song.
Uh-oh.
And you know how some of these songs can have very explicit lyrics. You know, no longer are the descriptions of relationships. Head on my shoulder, look me in the eyes.
I want to hold your hand.
You know, yeah. And so this goes off in court, and there's dead silence as we watch this much older attorney fumble around for his phone, and we can all hear the lyrics.
Nice.
It's, I'm very sorry. So.
Was it I like big butts?
No, it was more descriptive. It
okay.
was, yes,
okay.
But it was just hilarious.
So well, the next one is, in San Jose Mercury News reported a very embarrassing mistake we talked about by an insurance adjuster we talked last week. Remember that was the one where the adjuster said, this judge is a blanking blank idiot, and then didn't realize that his mic was on, and the best part about it is they did not, you know, if that's the case, and the insurance adjuster, it was a personal injury case, so that was a defense, a defendant. And if the jury would have known about who it was, the jury heard it, but they didn't know who it was. And so the judge did not didn't order a new trial or pick a new jury because basically she thought that, you know, it comes down to the jury didn't know who was saying that. And by the way, on the side without saying this, the plaintiffs on that case, I think they're offered like two. I mean, they were at $2.5 million, and they won like $600,000-$700,000.
$700,000, yeah.
Yeah. So in other words, they didn't have a good day.
They may be paying some costs.
Yikes!
Yeah.
And the other one I love is in Michigan.
Wait! You can't skip over that.
What?
That's a big deal.
What?
If someone offers you a settlement of a couple of mil, and the jury awards you $500,000. Can that defendant come back at someone and say, hey, how come you didn't advise me to take this? I mean,
I know it's ultimately up to the plaintiff.
You know what I meant.
Every attorney has a duty to take any offer to their client, so you know that the offer was taken to the plaintiffs in that case.
Okay.
But in California, I don't know, I remember what case that was in, but in California.
Michigan.
Yeah, in California, you have a special procedure that you do prior to trial, and
offer and compromise?
998. Offer.
Right.
And it's an offer to compromise, right. And if you as a defendant gives an offer like that to the plaintiff and they get less than what you offered, then the plaintiffs have to pay for your expert costs and different types of costs in the litigation.
Wow.
So they could win money, but they could lose, too.
Well, let's say, I want to be clear on that. That was the San Jose Mercury News that reported this. This was in San Jose, and that was what they were asking for, Cal, not what they were offering.
Okay, thank you.
So they were asking for the 2.5 or 2.3, and they got about 750.
I apologize if I misheard I thought, wait a minute, what?
Well, I want Todd to talk about this criminal one. There's a video conference call, the one in Michigan, where it was basically a domestic violence, a girlfriend and a boyfriend issue. Go ahead, Todd. Tell about that one. That was interesting.
Yes, this was a couple months ago. There a domestic violence case, and it goes to a preliminary hearing. Just to give you an idea here, in a felony case, after the arraignment, you'll have a preliminary hearing, which is like a mini trial, and the court is supposed to look at the evidence and see if there's enough basic evidence that it wouldn't be a waste of time to have a jury trial. Is there probable cause that we have?
Probable cause, not a prima facie, but
is there probable cause to that this can go forward to a trial, in essence? And so they're doing this preliminary hearing on a domestic violence case, and the victim is testifying remotely from her house. The defendant is appearing remotely, he says, from his house. Two separate locations, and it would have to be because there was a restraining order in place preventing him from coming within 100 yards of her, right? During the course of the hearing, the DA was noticing the body language of the victim who was testifying and finally alerted the court that she suspected, based upon the way the answers were coming, that the defendant might very well be in the same house as the victim. And that's clearly going to be affecting the testimony and what have you. But before she had made the court aware of that, she turned to the investigating officer who was seated near her. I believe texted him and said, can you have a patrol unit go by her house? And so they did. They went by the house. And so the judge says, all right, well, I'm just going to ask right now to the victim, where are you at right now? She says, I'm at my house. This is the address. Turns to the defendant. Where are you at right now? He goes, I'm at my house here, and this is the address. And the judge says, I want you to go outside with your phone and show me the numbers on your house to verify that's your address. And that's when the story started to fall apart. Because he said, well, I only got 2% left on my phone, and I can't do that, and I can't, you know. And that's when the DA says, well, you know, Judge, I have two uniformed police officers right outside the victim's house. Why don't they just knock on the door and see where it's at? And they did, and you can hear the knock and the whole encounter from the defendant's phone. He was in the same house with her.
Wow.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, that's frightening. Because most of the events, not most, but a big proportion of the events where officers get injured or where people get injured are in domestic violence situations.
So how do you prevent that in the new world in which we live? Should one of them have to be in the courthouse physically in order to prevent this kind of a thing?
Right. Well, in this case, they would have been. If they would have been in the courthouse, there would have been no issue. But, yeah, you're right. There's issues.
Well, there could have been an issue prior to the hearing. You know, you don't know what happens outside. But it is not a bad idea to make the defendant have to be there and the other people not.
Well, one of the other ways, and we see this commonly happen in the law when they want to try to police this, if you will, is they pass additional laws that call for enhanced penalties for things like this. For example, if I introduce a document in evidence and I know that document is fraudulent, but I introduce it in a court hearing wanting the court to rely on it for its authenticity and to take it, that's a felony. Right? Regardless of whatever else I'm charged with, I just committed a felony because I'm trying to introduce that. If you see legislation come down that says, look, if you violate a restraining order or if you lie to the court saying that you're in one location, things that are specific to this for enhanced penalties, that would act as a big disincentive. Because at this point, your attorney would be looking at you going, okay, let's say it's a misdemeanor domestic violence case. Dude, you just committed a felony to beat a misdemeanor? You committed a felony to be in the house with her to beat a misdemeanor case, and I think those are the things that we're going to see coming down the pike to help regulate the conduct, assuming Zoom appearances or video appearances stay.
The best one coming down the pike is about the February 22nd, 2021, Bay County, Michigan man by the name of Michael Wright. I'll let you talk about that one, Denise.
I like that one. Well, apparently, Mr. Wright, his sister set up his computer for him. And she, you know, did something that was quite funny if it was not presented in a very public fashion.
No, wait a minute. That's a different one.
Oh, it is?
That's a different
one. I thought that was Michael Wright.
Oh, no, that's a different one. So, Kat, we've got 1 minute left. Let me tell you really quick. Michael Wright was appearing before via video conferencing with no shirt on. However, when he stood up, they realized it wasn't just his shirt. He wasn't wearing anything. And I love the judge. Sir, here's the quote. Sir, you're naked. Would you? And so he paused it, let the guy go get his clothes on.
What is he, a columnist? A columnist for MSNBC? Wasn't it happened to a columnist also? But he did it on purpose. He was just absolutely crude, that guy.
Yeah,
and he lost his job.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the future of this Zoom calling. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to talk to us about it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk on many local radio stations, almost 100 across the United States, and always on RadioLawTalk.com every Saturday 9 to noon and anytime on demand. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
If you want to call us, you can call 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. By the way, Cal, I'm getting used to these mics already. It's not bothering me.
I'll tell you what.
It took about a half hour.
You all sound marvelous.
That's exactly right. And
thank you for the compliment, Cal.
I do like them. You can go to our website at radiolawtalk.com and listen live, because at times, we had a call last week, a very interesting call from a lady. What a wonderful lady that called us, if you're listening now. And I don't remember her name, but Cal told us that sometimes the radio stations will switch to like a baseball game, and they'll.
It was a man. Yeah.
Oh, was it a man? Okay. Yeah. And then what happens are, you know, they listen to us for 2 hours, and then our third hour they cut off because they go to baseball, and we get the calls. Hey, what's going on? Well, go to radiolawtalk.com and click on live, and you can listen to us live on our website. But make sure you phone call. You get a nice little phone call to your station saying, "Hey, what the heck is going on here?"
And if you want. And you like baseball, but you want to listen to Radio Law Talk, just text us, and we'll try to do that segment of the show as a baseball announcer.
Oh, there you go.
And here's Denise getting ready to give a thoughtful opinion. Swing and a miss. And then we go to Fred. And
I bunt. I usually bunt.
Oh, he's got warning track power, but it sounded great off the bat, but it was still an out.
And Todd is always foul.
Yes.
Yeah, he has a pitch just a bit outside.
Todd at the plate is a lot like his dating life. His purpose at the plate is to advance the interest of a runner who's already on base.
Yeah. Remember, Bob Uecker said, basically, you know, my baseball career is truly a testament. When you look at my numbers, my career is a testament to my character.
That's awesome. Okay, Denise, you started it. Go ahead and talk about the judge that, you know, a lot of it, by the way, you know, we get a lot of this information from the internet. We read about these cases. We also go to the actual cases and we study the cases themselves from the court documents. But also ABA Journal does a good job producing some really good articles. And this one's from the ABA Journal that we're talking about here. Denise, go ahead and... Well, this is very interesting.
So anyway, this guy...
You got to be careful how we say it, huh? Yeah,
well, I was just thinking about that.
You got to be careful.
I do. And his sister played a joke on him, basically. Set up his computer in such a way...
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt. Supposedly, I'm using air quotes.
I think that's so. I don't think he would refer to himself in that derogatory of a manner. I don't think so.
Okay.
But anyway, he might be. But he's before the judge, and when the judge saw him, he had this very obscene name that he was referring to himself as. And
on
remember,
Zoom.
On some kind of remote appearance, right. Or video conferencing format. And the judge said, do you really think that that's appropriate? And kind of gave him a hard time about what his name was. And the guy kind of backpedaled and said, you know, that certainly was not my intent, Your Honor. My sister set this up for me, set up my computer, and it must be a joke from her. And I apologize. I'm very, very, very sorry. And so you got to be careful out there letting your kids play with your computer. If you're going to do video appearances or any kind of remote appearances, you have to be careful about how that format is set up and what you call yourself. Because in that particular case, it would have been disrespectful no matter who it was referring to.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about this story and watching Denise tell the story, because I can see it, is you can see the look on her face. Because, look, this it is a very obscene username. And I'm looking over at Denise, and I just see this going through her. Don't say the name. Don't say the name. Don't say the name. Don't say the name. It's just this. I'm talking about it, and I'm afraid the name is going to slip out and stuff. But yeah, you know, when you use Zoom,
slip out.
Yeah, when you use Zoom, you can. And this is where I'm going to cut this guy a little bit of slack, a little bit.
Because in the court, it's got their name written on the bottom of their of the video.
It does. This was using the actual Zoom technology. So this wasn't using something different. It was using Zoom. And when you log into Zoom, it will ask, one of the first things it asks is, what name do you want people to know you by associated with your picture here? And normally people type in their full name. But on Zoom, if anybody has used it before on your computer, it will default to the last name that was used. And so when he gets on, his claim is that he didn't check the name. He just went and logged in, forgot to check the name. And I get it. If you're making a court appearance, you're nervous. You got a lot of things on your mind. The last thing you're going to look at is the dang name. And if it went by default to whatever name somebody else had put on it before, well, that's what people are going to think your name is.
That's awesome.
And you can think of some pretty bad things that a sister could say about a brother, right? And that's pretty much what she said.
She could have
what he was referred to.
She could have written in there, what's your name? I'm Guilty Jones.
Whatever it is.
I did it.
Yeah, whatever it is, throw it on your sister immediately. That's the smart one.
Absolutely.
I don't know what happened, but we're not going to go into
it. Wait, did the judge buy it?
The judge, he just said
it was the same judge as the judge for the criminal that was in the victim's home. It was
the domestic violence case I talked about. It was the same judge.
Wow.
Same
judge.
So what they did was they put him into a waiting room, a Zoom waiting room. And while he was in that Zoom waiting room and he realized what the name was, it's very easy. You can just rename what your chat name is. And so he renamed it to his actual name, and then they brought him back in, and he apologized. And
you know, that judge, I have a feeling he's going to write video vignettes by Judge So-and-so.
Yeah,
or he's looking for a TV show or a YouTube show.
He's already got two of them now. So,
yeah.
Speaking of a judge in Sacramento, about the famous one about the surgeon who participated in the Zoom court hearing. We're, you know, we on Radio Law Talk, we like to hear both sides, right? And now they have come back now, the surgeon, with an attorney, to basically state his side. And to be quite honest with you, I'm glad he did, because it's not what you think it is. It really isn't. And I know I'm jumping on the surgeon's side, but I don't think the surgeon did anything wrong, flat out. I don't think he did anything wrong, but here's the reason why. So this is what, if according to what he's saying is true, then I believe nothing, no harm, no foul. Number one, this is a doctor who was in plastic surgery, right? He had a resident, experienced resident, assisting him, because most surgeries you have an assistant there, right? And he was performing the surgery, and he knew he had to be on this, you know, court call that was like from between three, and they give him like a 3-hour segment. You're going to be between 2 and 5 or something like that. You're going to be on, and you don't know. And his surgery's running late, and he had to appear. And it's just a traffic court, by the way. And basically he's sitting there, and all of a sudden one of his assistants, they called your name, you're on. And he's like, huh? And so apparently this was a plastic surgery, a facelift. The patient had already given consent to be videoed for advertising purposes. They were going to use her video for that. So she had already given that consent. The second thing is, at no time was the person seen. And also at the time that the doctor was doing this, the assistant was already closing. They were what's called closing or finishing up. And the assistant doctor or the resident with experience was doing it, right?
Yep.
And so
and was going to normally be taken over at that point anyway.
He would have done it anyway, right. And so basically what he didn't do right is he, instead of stepping away into the hall, right, he just stood there while they held
traffic court.
Well, no, but they held his phone up to him, and he's sitting in the operating room where he should have walked out in the hallway or something, and there would have been no issue. So there's been, you know, basically no patient safety issues, no privacy issues,
no ethical issues.
Yeah, no ethical issues.
It was just bad form, in my opinion.
Yes.
It just didn't look good, right?
He agrees. Yes. He agrees. He should have. But don't forget, you know, it's like, oh, you're going to be in court. What the nurse should have said, Your Honor, this is his nurse or his assistant. He's in surgery right now. Can you put him to the back or wait? But don't forget, these people aren't experienced with that. They don't know that they could do that.
They should have used that phrase, put him between the back.
Could have, yes. In this here, because I'd heard some people say, well, why didn't they, why didn't he just ask for a continuance? Why schedule a hearing the same day that he's got a surgery? But one of the things he pointed out was his surgery was scheduled for 1. The hearing window was from 3 to 5. He thought that he would have been done with that surgery in plenty of time to be able to go to his 3 to 5 hearing. It's just the surgeries got backed up. And so that bled him into the hearing time. And that was
I heard what you did there, bled him in.
I know, I could have used that.
You know what? Basically, he said the harsh lesson that the Internet can be both a wonderful and cruel punishment. And we agree with that. Doc, I hope things go well with you. We'll be back hour 2 with Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise and Todd.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. As Fred told you, 2 more hours are coming up, starting at 6 after, either on your local radio station or on radiolawtalk.com.
You have been listening to radiolawtalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all
over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.